My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gorey in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 20th of September 2009 and the time is 1:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yep, my name's Hugh Williams, or full name is Hugh David Williams. I'm 51 and I live in Glasgow.
Have you travelled to London especially for your hour on the plinth?
I have, yes. I came down yesterday on the train and obviously seeing some friends and stuff while I'm here, but I came down to be on the plinth, yeah.
And arriving at the square and seeing the plinth in action with someone up there, has that met your expectations?
Well, it's extraordinary. I mean, it's kind of part of a package in a way, isn't it? I mean, it happens, there's the big bike ride on, and there's the massive chess game. So the square is really buzzing with people. And then to see the plinth, and the lady that was on when I went to have a look seemed to be getting text messages from people in the crowd and writing them up on a whiteboard. Fantastic, really good. She put up a message telling someone that he loved his wife or girlfriend. So that got a big cheer, which is sweet.
And how do you feel about going up on the plinth?
I'm really nervous about it. It's really, really weird because you think, I've had to think really hard about this hour. And when I'm at home, I realise I'm completely capable of wasting an hour just on the internet or watching crap on the telly or whatever. But somehow, because this is a thing, this hour has become really important. And I've thought of loads of different things that I could do, and I wished I'd planned a bit more in advance. I mean, I knew maybe 6 weeks or 2 weeks, 2 months ago that I was doing this, and you kind of put it on hold. Oh yeah, I need to sort out what to do. And then you suddenly think, actually, I have actually got to decide what I'm going to do.
And have you had a number of ideas? Have you spent a lot of time thinking about it?
I spent a long time thinking about it. At first, I thought I needed to do something that was arty, because it's art, isn't it? So you kind of think, well, what can I do that's an artistic expression? But the more I thought about it, the more I realised I don't have to do anything arty, because Anthony Gormley's the artist, not me. Kind of me being me and doing anything on there is part of his art. I don't have to be art in any too kind of self-conscious way myself. So I thought about different things that I'm passionate about or interested in, and it kind of focused really in on two things. One was something to do with islands, and I thought quite a lot about islands. I live in Scotland and I go to the Hebrides as much as I can, and then I started thinking about St Kilda, but I didn't really know what you could do that was kind of about St Kilda, and I thought about big photographs and stuff, and in the end I decided, well, actually no, the other thing that I'm really passionate about is the early history of the BBC, the 20s and 30s, really early stuff, and obviously it's radio, so it has to be about sound, and so in the end what it's boiled down to is I'm going to play some recordings, some music from that era of the BBC. I'm worried visually it's going to be a bit dull, but it's about sound.
And why did you choose?
It's what I really care about. I'm really fascinated by the sort of beginnings of this technology and the changes it brought about in people and in the country. And you see, I mean, some of the music I'm playing is the sort of music that would have been broadcast on the BBC, but some of it is artists coming to terms with the idea of broadcasting and playing with the idea of broadcasting. And it's really interesting to see that kind of shift in action. Well, it was just the beginnings of something really significant. The music is fantastic, whether you like it or not. It's all kind of jaunty and jolly. And I hope that it will work. I don't know if it will, but I hope it will.
And so you'll be spending the hour with the music on, and will you be playing it out to the square, or will you just be sat listening to
the artwork? I've got a CD player, which I hope will be loud enough to be heard by at least some people. And so it's not me listening to it. I want to be, if you like, broadcasting it.
Will you be talking at all?
No, I thought about that. And I'm not sure that's going to work. What I wish I'd had one of those, you know, the kind of 1930s big lozenge shaped microphones with BBC across. I did try quite hard to get one of those, but they're really difficult to get. It would have been nice to have had one of those as a prop to stand with, but I couldn't find one, so there we go.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that inspired you to apply?
I think Anthony Gormley's a fantastic artist. Obviously the Angel of the North. I haven't been to see the figures at Crosby, but I came down to see the figures around the South Bank and the exhibition that was on in the South Bank. And think about things from that. I remember the room full of cloud and just seeing the figures. And to be honest, it's been a bit of a revelation seeing the picture out in the office there of one of the figures on a kind of, is it a building, is it a plinth? And I hadn't made a connection between those figures and this project, but seeing that picture has sort of made that fall into place in my head a bit. So I've kind of understood the kind of line, if there is one, maybe.
And how did you feel when you heard that you had an hour on the plinth?
Oh, I was really excited. I mean, I heard the first two times I got an email saying I hadn't got an hour, which is what I expected, frankly. So to then hear that I got one and that it wasn't at kind of 3 a.m. on a Wednesday, but actually a really nice time and what's turned out to be a fantastic day. It's been brilliant, yeah.
And what impact do you hope to have or would you like to have by doing what you're doing today?
I hadn't thought about that. I'm not sure that what I do needs to have an impact. What I'm doing is 1 hour out of 2,400 hours, and it's the impact of the piece is what counts. As I say, it comes back to the sort of realization that I'm not the artist, Anthony Gormley's the artist, so I don't have to worry about what the impact I'm making, or what impact I'm making. I have to worry about he has to worry about the impact his piece is making.
What would you like to gain from the experience for yourself?
I think it's a fantastic thing to have done. I think it's quite a kind of elite club, so that's quite nice. I'm lucky enough to have been up the top of Nelson's Column, so it's quite nice to be on top of a plinth in Trafalgar Square as well. It just means when I come to Trafalgar Square now, I'll be able to say not only have I been on the top of Nelson's Column, I've also been on that plinth there.
When did you have the opportunity to go on Nelson's Column?
Well, that was through work. They were cleaning Nelson and cleaning the column, and I did some broadcasting from up there live on the Today programme on Radio 4 with one of the stonemasons about cleaning Nelson. So it's really good to have pictures of sort of standing at Nelson's feet on top of the column. They had a dinner. They told me afterwards they'd had a dinner party up there, which must be the most exclusive dinner party in London. Obviously, I missed out on the dinner party, but being up there was fantastic, yeah.
Would you mind telling us a little bit more about your work and what you do?
I work for the BBC, based in Glasgow. I work mainly for Radio 4 and Radio 5 Live, sort of doing Scottish stories for the UK networks.
And what's your role within the BBC?
I'm a reporter.
And how did you get into doing that?
I don't know, really. How did I get into doing that? Well, I started off working for English local radio in Leicester, and then in Kent, and then in Cumbria. And then I went to Newsbeat, the Radio 1 news programme. And then you can only work on Newsbeat for so long, so Radio 4 was the obvious next move. And I didn't want to be in London because there are too many bosses too close in London. But being in Glasgow means the bosses are all 400 miles away, which is quite handy.
And is it a specific theme or area that you cover, or is it just any
story? General Scottish stories.
Is it news? Or
yeah, news, absolutely, yeah.
Do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic privilege, yeah.
You must have had some interesting experiences through it.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, more or less anywhere I go in Scotland now, I can think of the stories that I've done there. And obviously being on the top of Nelson's Column was a highlight. I've been art before as well for work. I don't know if you remember, but Tilda Swinton lay down in the Serpentine Gallery in a glass case surrounded by various objects. And I did a piece for Newsbeat about whether that really was art. So I went to the Serpentine Gallery and talked to the curator and various other things. And I knew because I was doing it for Newsbeat, there was a kind of grim inevitability about the fact that I was going to have to lie down in an art gallery to be art as well. It was before Tate Modern and Tate Britain, it was just the Tate. So I went to the Tate and lay down in one of the galleries there with a reel-to-reel tape machine and flicked the machine off pause whenever anyone came near. There was a Spanish girl who asked if she could buy a postcard of me, which was sweet. And then one of the warders came, and I was really pleased because I wanted her to throw me out. I got this great tirade worked in my head about, you can't throw me out of an art gallery, I am art. But all she said was, are you all right? And I said, yeah, fine, I'm being art. And she said, oh, good, I was worried you were ill, and walked off and left me there. So I was a bit disappointed about that. But yeah, I mean, so those are things that only happen because of the job.
And are you able to describe what it is that you enjoy about your work? What do you get out of it?
I mean, it's not supposed to be what I get out of it. It's supposed to be about educating, entertaining, and informing people who listen to the radio. But of course, you do get stuff out of it yourself. Most people are really pleased to hear from you and want to talk about what they do on the radio, so that's cool. You get all kinds of chances to go into all sorts of situations and places. You see people sometimes when they're very vulnerable, sometimes when they're really excited and pumped up and pleased. You try and understand some complicated things, reflect the variety of people's lives, I suppose. I do like kind of arty stuff and reading. Go to stuff at the Edinburgh Festival and the Book Festival particularly, films, spending time with people, stuff like that.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
I have no idea how to answer that question. I have no idea how to answer that.
Do you have anyone here with you today?
Various friends are coming in, yeah.
What have friends and family's reactions been to you doing this?
Most people are really excited about it. Because I happen to work for the BBC, and what I'm doing is BBC themed, so my boss was really worried about it. And I had to jump through all kinds of hoops. I had to get BBC editorial policy to say it was all right. And I had to promise not to do anything to bring the BBC into disrepute. And I had to talk to personnel. And I had to talk about performing rights for playing the music. My family, my parents, are for some reason very anti it. And I don't know why. I think my mum is worried I'm going to do something serious and I don't know why. I'm meeting her later, so I'll find out why she's so against it. They're going to come and see what it is that I'm doing, so I hope they won't be too shocked.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
I wanted to be in the project because I thought it's a fantastic project to do, and to that extent I'm doing it for myself, I suppose. I do. I didn't put any. I don't know what words I'd use. That's why I didn't fill that bit in, I'm afraid.
And you mentioned your experience at the gallery when you had to lie down. Have you taken part in any other arts projects or events before?
I suppose at school I took part in school plays and stuff, but I'm not really very artistically talented, so no, not a lot. No, I think the main thing was being art at the Tate. That was a good thing to do.
How would you describe your involvement in this project? What's the experience been like for you?
Well, obviously the experience starts with, are you going to get a place or not? And the email drops saying you haven't got one, and then you'll be in it the draw again next month, and then the email drops again saying you haven't got one, and you kind of think, well, that's sort of what I expected. And then the email drops saying you have got one, and that's really cool. I've been actually really impressed by the way it's been done. The phone call about 3 weeks before, and then a follow-up a couple of days before. It's all worked really well, yeah.
Wonderful. And before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to add or tell us about that we might not have asked you?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no. Okay.